Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Saying Iran is not living up to the spirit of a two-year-old nuclear agreement it signed with Western powers, President Trump has unveiled a new U.S. strategy toward Tehran.
We will work with our allies to counter the regime's destabilizing activity and support for terrorist proxies in the region. And we will place additional sanctions on the regime to block their financing of terror. We will address the regime's proliferation of missiles and weapons that threaten its neighbors' global trade and freedom of navigation. And finally, we will deny the regime all paths to a nuclear weapon.
Mr. Trump stopped short of pulling the United States out of the 2015 deal involving Iran, the permanent members of the UN Security Council, plus Germany and the European Union. A U.S.-Canadian family back in Canada now after 5 years in Taliban captivity, acting on a tip from the U.S., Pakistani troops rescued the family. U.S. Lieutenant General Kenneth McKenzie says it is a good sign for relations with Pakistan.
We would view this actual recovery of the citizens in Pakistan by Pakistani forces as a very favorable development along that line. So we would view this as a very positive thing that Pakistan has done moving forward.
The Pakistani Foreign Ministry agreed and said it looked forward to more cooperation between Islamabad and Washington. U.S. military officials are urging Kurdish and Iraqi forces gathered on the outskirts of the disputed oil-rich city of Kirkuk to tone everything down as Kurdish officials continue to warn of an imminent Iraqi invasion. If Iraqi forces enter Kurdish territories, Peshmerga leadership says it would be an act of aggression. This is VOA News.